The Blue Sky Project is an international artist-in-residence program that links 40 Dayton area high school students with 5 visiting contemporary artists each summer. But Blue Sky is not an art education program. Instead, the students and professional artists collaborate in small groups. The knowledge, skills, and experience that each person brings become fundamental aspects of the work that's created. I followed the progress of artist Susanna Mira's group as they created sculptures from a large stash of scrap materials from McMurph, the Montgomery County Material Reuse Facility. Halfway through the project, Susanna explains the group's activities so far.
You're coming in to visit us at an interesting time because we've spent the last 2 weeks pretty much with a routine. So this whole group was really, really dedicated. But at the same time, now we're also trying to envision what our pieces might look like in the exhibition space.
A collaborative process of art making is often new to both the students and artists. This process has moved Susanna's group away from their original project idea into more uncertain territory. All the while, they've been diligently gluing and sewing masses of circular foam material. Here's Keon, Ashanti, and Luke.
So what do you guys think of working with this material?
I like it because since they're all different material, like some of it is rubber, some of it is just like a softer fabric. And so it's just kind of, it's really cool just to see exactly what you can make out of it. I've never made a sculpture in my life, ever. And so I think this is just like really fun just to see, just to sketch it out and then exactly trying to use the material to see what it will turn out to be.
How do you feel about this being a little bit ambiguous, that you don't know exactly what you're going to get?
It's kind of frustrating sometimes because you're not really sure what the next step is. So you kind of just don't have a plan and you have to sit there and brainstorm and try to figure things out.
Like Ashanti said, it's been very frustrating. It's been very hard for me to get past.
Blue Sky culminates in early August with a public exhibition of all the collaborative projects. The week before the show opens, the downtown Dayton exhibition space is alive with drilling, hammering, painting, dance rehearsals, and video and audio equipment installation. I find David and Keon from Susanna's group helping to hang large assemblages of black, white, and silver foam pieces from the walls and ceiling. David has been through the final week's push before, during his 2 previous summers with the program. Keon is experiencing it for the first time.
How's it going with you guys in here?
Pretty good. We're pretty much finishing up. We know what we're going to do, so we just got to do it.
What about you, Keon? What'd you do?
Well, I've been helping, putting up the little black circles on the wall, and then the paper on the window over there. But we're not sure if we're still going to use that or not.
So what do you think about making artwork in this way? Did you learn something, do something that you haven't done before?
The repetitive action of the sewing. I guess patience. And in the beginning, we didn't really know what we were going to do.
We woke up.
And it changed completely.
Only thing that was really, I wasn't necessarily hard, but the repetitive action with the sewing, it was like kind of tiring after a while, knowing that you come in. And that's what you have to do for the whole day. But it's still pretty fun being in the group and just trying to see what you can do.
On exhibition night, Blue Sky youth participants eagerly await people's response to their work. Several members of Susanna's group stand together with family in the center of their installation space. They're surrounded by mountains of foam circles, tumbling over walls, stacked up and suspended overhead. These carefully crafted forms represent many weeks of their summer and many hours that they spent together. Following the exhibition, Susanna shared her observations of her group.
I was really delighted to kind of see the friendships form, you know, between group members. Because when I was thinking about coming to Blue Sky and working with young people, I was also thinking about just how important interpersonal relationships are. Friendships were to me when I was making art when I was younger. And I think, if anything, that is what they maybe take from Blue Sky at the most kind of basic level, is their new friendships, right? But I think what's most interesting for them is totally each other. way more exciting than the work we've made is kind of like they're fascinated with each other.
The next day, I spend a few final minutes with Susanna's group as they prepare to spend their last blue sky afternoon cleaning the studio and saying goodbye.
So the project we were supposed to make ended up turning out to be something different. It was actually a good thing still, because it was a little more easier. We had more of an easy idea once we changed the project exactly what we can do. But I think that was the most surprising of all, like changing the project that late into the with the exhibit and everything coming up and still getting it done in time.
But like before, during the summer, I usually swam and just messed with friends, just hanging out a lot, counting down the days so school goes back, dreading it, but
yeah. And now you're wishing this would keep going?
Yeah, because like the age for Blue Sky was still 14 to 17, so I'm turning 18. So like it's my last year. And my dad, he always says like this is my last year of like a kid thing, because like as soon as I start college classes in September, and I have to start studying a lot more, and I start working next week for my first job. Yep.
Are you scared?
I'm kind of excited because I want money. So.
That's fairly enticing, yeah.
Do you think Blue Sky has trained you at all for any kind of job?
Collaborative, teamwork, figuring out who will help you out and stuff. Like right now, we were helping Kaz's group out, and like he would like help have somebody help you out. I'm like, Keon, because I know he'll help me. So I'm like, figure out who helps me out. Who's there?
The Blue Sky exhibition will be on display for the last time tonight at the PNC Bank Building, 8 North Main Street in downtown Dayton, during Urban Nights from 5 till 10 o'clock. For more information on Blue Sky, visit blueskydayton.org. This is Community Voices producer Susan Burns for WYSO.